Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Wednesday.
Time to be nosy. It's asking for a friend. We have our own problems. They're not nearly as interesting as the problems of our friends.
Yep.
So we take our friends' problems and we put them out on the airwaves and have you help them with what's going on.
Now, our friends love it too, by the way.
Yeah. Don't you want to be our friends now? Yeah. This one gets a little dirty. So I am going to apologize for this one because I actually do feel bad talking about this out in the open.
All right.
But I have a guy friend and he has been with his girlfriend for almost about 2 years, and he recently thought, you know, it's a good time. I'm gonna pop the question.
All right.
Totally surprised her. Went out to dinner, had the ring, everything. She said no. But she said no. I think we just need to be together a little longer before we take that next step. So she still wants to be together, but she doesn't want to get married. So my friend's kind of like, okay, like he didn't want to get married right away. Like there's the engagement process and he figured 2 years. I mean, we've established our relationship, but you don't want to get married. You flat out say no, but you still want to stay together. Mm. He just kind of feels like, I don't know what I'm working towards if you've already said no to marriage.
Hmm. Maybe it's just not the right time. I looked up after you told me about this situation, uh-huh. And I knew we were going to talk about this today.
Right.
I looked it up, and according to a survey that was done 3-4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
close to 25% of the women they surveyed said they had turned down a proposal. So,
but stay together? That's the part that I don't get.
That I didn't find out about. But it just said 25% of women said they have turned down a proposal. So I don't know if they stayed together after that. I honestly don't know how that's possible.
Well, and after like 2 years, I feel like you know the person well enough that if you're at that point where you're like, this is it, I'm going to propose. And they say no, it's like, well, then what are we doing? Yeah, are we going to waste another 2 years to see if maybe in 4 years you're going to be ready to get married?
Or are you wasting that time? Is it really a waste of time?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's one of those things of, you know, get off the pot type thing.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Take care of it.
Hmm. I don't know. It's got to be with 25% of the respondents saying they've turned down a proposal. It's not typical, but it's not completely unheard of. So there's got to be some people, men or women, who are in this situation where they said no but stayed together, which is a real puzzler to us.
Yeah.
How do you stay together after that?
I'm sure everybody has a reason. So yeah. We would love for you to enlighten us and maybe help out my buddy and let us know. Can you call off or say no, not even call it off, say no to a proposal and then stay together in a relationship? Is it going to work out in the long run?
I don't know. All right, we're listening. You could call or text. We're at 1-888-431-FROG. That's 1-888-431-3764. It's Wednesday. We're asking for a friend here at K-Frog.
So I have a friend who proposed to his girlfriend of 2 years, and she said no. But she told him that she wants to stay together. And my friend's a little conflicted, like, where do we go from here after you just said no to my proposal?
Hmm. Text message says, my brother's now wife did the same thing. When she finally felt ready, she said yes. They've been married for 10 years now, and they've got a couple of kids.
Okay, so it can work out.
Here's
another one. It says, marriage is a huge commitment. Maybe that's why she's afraid. He needs to take stock and decide if he wants to wait for her to be ready or move on. It's easier to get out of a relationship than it is to get out of a marriage.
And you, sir, yes, what do you think?
For a guy, if you get turned down for that, it's going to make you start questioning, you know, what have I done right, or if I even been doing anything right for her to want to be with me like that. it gets you questioning what's the point of the relationship.
Right. That's where I would be like, okay, well, you don't want to marry me. Where do we go from here then?
Exactly. But it also gets you questioning the reason why she doesn't want to commit is she possibly, you know, wanting to see somebody else, or, you know, it's happened to me like twice in one of my last two relationships.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder and guess, and that also leads to suspicion.
Yeah.
But I think honesty is best policy. So if you want an honest answer, just ask her.
Okay. And go from there.
Okay. Here's another text message. Said, similar situation. I told my husband of 22 years no the first time he proposed to me, but he proposed to me over the phone from a strip club during a bachelor party for his friend. He proposed again 6 months later, and I said yes.
He just wanted to have his own bachelor party. That's all.
What a romantic.
Yeah. Final text says, I could stay with the girl, but I would tell her, let me know when you're ready and we'll get married, but you are not getting another proposal.
One and done.
Yeah, well,
sorry.
I kind of get where he's coming from.
Yeah, this time you need to get down on your knee and propose to me.
Fair is fair. 7:14 at K-Frog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.